Jackie Ducci is with us. She is CEO and founder of Ducci Associates, also hosts the Almost Hired podcast. Jackie, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being with us. Also the author of Almost Hired, What's Really Standing Between You and the Job You Want, which is available now. One in four workers we hear this week plan to look for a job at a different company once the pandemic has subsided. That according to a morning consult poll back in March. What should we think about that?
Well, you know, I think what's really interesting here is as a result of the pandemic, we're in this new world of working remote. And pre-pandemic, like if you had a work from home opportunity, you were in the minority, and now it's become the norm. So if you're a job seeker, I just think so many more possibilities have opened up because you're not limited anymore to the city that you're living in. You could literally be applying for jobs anywhere. So I think that that's the reason why people are thinking so seriously about making changes.
Is it also possible that due to the pandemic, people are staying in positions that they don't enjoy or don't want to be in simply because they don't know what this job market's going to look like if they happen to quit and they're waiting for sort of the pandemic to subside, things to return to some normalcy before putting a toe back in the employment waters?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, that's something that, you know, we've noticed even at my company in our recruiting work is people are just sort of hesitant to make a change until life starts to feel a little bit more normal. Many people are also taking this time to learn new skills or further their education. So, you know, waiting until that process is complete so then they can go apply for things and be able to say, hey, I have these new skills that I didn't have before. And maybe then they would be a contender for something that they weren't a year ago.
Jackie Ducci is with us, CEO and founder of Ducci Associates, DucciAssociates.com. So people who might be looking for a new employment or a change in employment in the next 6 to 12 months or so, what kind of advice is there for these people who will soon be looking for new jobs?
Sure. I mean, I think one of the most important things is going to be when you go to interview for something new, explaining why you're looking to make a move, because employers are always worried about retention and like how long-term the fit is going to be. So you don't want to come across flaky like, oh, I was just waiting, you know, for the pandemic to be over. Now I'm just out there applying. So you have to be really intentional about why you're looking to make a change, why you think that company is a good fit for you. And if you do that, it will put you ahead of probably 90% of the people competing against you for jobs.
Where should people rank that on a list of desirous qualities for a job? Meaning, if they go into a job saying this is some place where I really can see myself staying for a decade or 15 years, as opposed to, well, this is a nice little hop stop before I get something better that I really want. Where does that sort of question rank on a list of things to consider?
In the mind of the employer, I would actually say that might be the most important thing. Honestly, I see people, really qualified people, being passed over every single day because they do not convey why they want to be with that company. They just come across like they're looking for any job. And it's a turnoff. You know, again, like employers are so concerned with retention. Turnover is really expensive, really disruptive. So they're always trying to prevent that.
What about for the job seeker, Jackie? Should the job seeker refuse to settle and keep looking for something, again, they can see themselves staying with for a long period of time?
I mean, I believe so. And everybody's situation is different. So I understand sometimes there is that desperation and you really just do need to land somewhere. But I think in the longer term, you know, you don't want to be in another place where you're just going to be unhappy or it's not a fit and you're just at this process all over again. So I really encourage people to do the best they can, really do their homework on the companies, target things that you know you're seriously interested in, because then when they pick you, you're so much more likely to have a good life and be happy and be able to stay. I mean, that's the best case scenario for everyone.
And Jackie, what about workers who perhaps have found themselves without employment during the pandemic for various reasons, whether it be, you know, the waitress or other professions that have been impacted by shutdowns or just by reductions in staffing during the pandemic? How do they, I want to say explain it, but how do you address that in, interview to come in the next 6, 12 months?
I think just being honest is the best thing you can do. I mean, this has been such a crazy year for all of us, and employers are really understanding. I mean, we've all kind of been through it together. So if you just say, look, my position was eliminated, people know that you're being honest. I really think that that's the best you can do. I really do.
All right, Jackie Ducci. She is with Ducci Associates. Find them at DucciAssociates.com. Almost Hired podcast and the book Almost Hired, What's Really Standing Between You and the Job You Want. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate it. That's Jackie Ducci. This